It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, did Hailey Bieber and the Biebs make it official once again? So they got married a year ago, but they've been planning another set of nuptials. They've kept all the deets under wraps, but Hailey Bieber just flashed a pic on her Insta story of her in this gorgeous white gown. Looks like a wedding gown. So maybe the party went down. I'm like, thanks for the invite, guys.
Yeah, hello. We gave our address on the website.
So they were going to have a big reception for family and friends, so I'll keep you posted on that. But she's looking absolutely beautiful. Good news, ladies, and producer Porkchop. Brad Pitt not dating the jewelry designer we thought he had been dating and spotted all over the place with.
You know, you get older and you just get tired of protecting yourself or having any secrets. You know, you just want to get on with it.
Okay. Oh, man, he is so sexy. He
still
gets better
you?
With age. Oh, he is my ultimate.
Joe, he's like a fine wine.
He is. So rumors were that he was getting with his spiritual healer / jewelry designer because she's been making house calls to his home. But the two say we're just friends and that she is helping him on his spiritual journey.
Please use your healing hands.
I want to help him on his spiritual journey.
All right, no, Mackenzie, no.
Moving on to someone I don't want to help out, but happy 1 year prison anniversary to Bill Cosby. Yay. The 82-year-old's inmate number is NN7867, and inmates are really getting along with him.
As soon as he exits the cell, he's off the unit. He's just Bill Cosby. He's nothing different.
Hey, can I get your pudding?
I don't know if you'd want to say that in there.
Oh, yeah, true.
He's down to 187 pounds, apparently. He went down from 220. He's in the best shape of his life. People are saying his memory is better than ever. So they're saying this is really doing him well being in prison. So, okay, go Bill. Moving on to Charlie Sheen. I'm totally bummed about this. He was originally cast on Dancing with the Stars this season, and then he had to walk away ahead of the premiere.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Now
I
what?
Miss that.
No, I do. I would have totally watched Dancing with the Stars if he was on there. ABC said that was part of a deal. He was getting a pilot with the network, but he actually even rehearsed with Cheryl Burke, and then he had to pull out of the deal right before the big premiere. Wah, wah.
Wow.
That would have been so good. I also would like to watch John Stamos on there. Not that he needs the show, but get this. John Stamos is joining ABC's Little Mermaid live.
What?
Yes, he and Graham Phillips are joining the cast. It's going to be amazing. So Phillips will play Prince Eric, and John Stamos is going to play Chef Louis, of all people. With like Sebastian when he tries to put him on the chopping block.
No.
It's going to be so good. The Little Mermaid Live will air on Tuesday, November 5th at 8 p.m. on ABC. Here's John Stamos reading what one of his fans had to say about him.
John Stamos is the hottest f***ing man on earth. I'd let him scrub my face against hot asphalt if it meant I could even be in his presence. Why would I? You can be in my presence. I'm not that difficult.
Uncle
I'm very
Jesse.
Approachable.
Wow, that's a little desperate.
Have mercy.
And that sounds painful. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy. Well, Shelly has a really good daughter, but what she found in her room has her kind of worried and really not, you know, sure what to do. That's kind of why we're going to try to help her out. Group therapy is coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.